Spying on innocent citizens just going about their daily lives is an affront to democracy. That's according to an investigation into the use of security consultants by government agencies, all 131 of them. The inquiry was initially sparked by complaints about government-owned insurer Southern Response and its use of private investigator Thompson and Clark to spy on Christchurch quake claimants. The State Services Commissioner has laid a police complaint about potentially illegal recordings made at several private insurance meetings. But Thompson and Clark's tentacles spread further across the public sector, from the Transport Agency and Crown Law to the Ministry of Primary Industries and the police, mainly between 2011 and 2016. The inquiry also found Thompson and Clark had been reporting on so-called issues-motivated groups such as Greenpeace, the Green Party, the Mana Movement and some iwi groups. And the groups were treated as security threats. And that, State Services Commissioner Peter Hughes says, isn't acceptable.
I guess what concerns me most is that one of the external security consultants, Thompson and Clark Limited, has treated the issue of issues-motivated groups as a security threat in its reporting to government agencies. And I'm disappointed that the government agencies concerned did not push back on this, did not challenge it. So this sort of behaviour, in my view, is an affront to democracy, and it's not consistent with how we ought to view democratic freedoms, and it's not appropriate for government agencies to be involved with. It is never acceptable to conduct surveillance on New Zealanders simply because they are lawfully protesting or a member of a specific interest group. It's underhand, and it's not the way we do things in New Zealand.
Peter Hughes says the way Thompson and Clark dealt with such groups was part of a large number of issues uncovered by the report.
The inquiries provided evidence that while contracted by the government agencies, Thompson and Clark used an unlicensed private investigator, covertly attended public meetings without disclosing their purpose or the identity of their client, produced electronic recordings of some meetings, some of which were closed without the consent of the attendees at those meetings. They approached public servants who had access to sensitive information for secondary employment with themselves. They accessed the motor vehicle register for improper purposes. They advised the client not to disclose the source of information obtained inappropriately to the police. Likely, they provided information obtained by surveillance for private sector clients to government agencies without disclosing the source and the nature of the information supplied. And they were not consistent in retaining information collected, records of information collected. Now, all of these findings point to a pattern of behaviour by Thompson and Clark that does not meet the professional standard I would expect of any consultant working on behalf of government.
State Services Commissioner Peter Hughes on the investigation into the use of external security consultants. The man whose case sparked the State Services Commissioner's inquiry says heads should roll in response to its findings, starting with Southern Response Chair Ross Butler. Cam Preston was amongst a group of quake claimants that organised a series of meetings from 2014 to discuss how to get progress on claims with the government-owned insurance agency Southern Response. These are the meetings the inquiry says were surreptitiously recorded by private investigators Thompson and Clark, with the information then fed to Southern Response. The Commission says this breached its code of conduct and may have been done illegally. It's passed the matter on to the police to investigate, but Cam Preston says action needs to be wider than that.
My view is that it's really, you have to look beyond that and you have to look at the bureaucrats that actually paid these invoices, that was they were using the information that was being generated, and for them to turn around and say, well, we don't know, or we've deleted the recordings, or we've deleted the blog, I simply don't believe that. And look, from our perspective, there was never any sort of security threat whatsoever on our part. And I think it's really sad, and I think the Commissioner made the point that, you know, it's a basic democratic right for people to be able to get together and discuss issues. And if we're in a free and democratic society, then we should be able to do that.
Cam Preston there. In a statement, Southern Response Chair Mr. Butler apologises for the insurer's actions and says its clients had a right to expect they could express their views freely without Southern Response's knowledge. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told reporters alarm bells should have rung earlier about the behaviour identified in the report.
Does demonstrate some pretty disturbing behaviour, unethical behaviour, behaviour that we would not expect as part of the work commissioned by the public service. So our job now is to make sure it's rectified, the things that happened over a 10-year period.
Where does the buck stop?
Ultimately, we need to make sure that the situation is rectified, that all of the recommendations are followed through on. It did happen over the course of 10 years, but we're the ones in government now, so we need to be seen to be dealing with it.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.